That's what my yeah say. The parasha which describes primarily the 20 years that Yaakov Avinu spent in Laban's house. And then at the end of these 20 years, the time has come to leave. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Aleph, Vayom Hashem al Yaakov, Shuv al Eretz Avotecha ulemoladetecha ve'eye imach. It's time to go back to Eretz Canaan. So Vayishlach Yaakov Vayikra l'Rachel ul'Leya, and he describes how Lavan has treated him all these years regarding his salary, and kept switching what he should be paid, and the sheep, and the spotted sheep, and the striped sheep, the whole story, the Kitzur. And then he tells them, Vayomer Elai Malach Elokim B'chalom Yaakov, Vayomer V'omar Hineini, says, a Malach appeared to me, Vayomer Sanoi Nechu Re'ei, about the tzon will be yours, V'anochi Akel Beit El, Asher Mashachta Shem Atzeva, Asher Natat El Yisham Neder, Atah Akum Tzeim In Aretz Azal, Sushuv Al Aretz Moladetecha. Time has come to go back. Okay, so you're Leah, Rachel, and Yaakov Avinu comes and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me and told me the time has come to go back home. So how do you respond? So I would think that they would say, okay, if Hashem said it's time to go back, so let's go to Eretz Canaan. That's right. But that's not exactly what they say. Tatan Rachel v'Leah v'tomar nalo. You know what? Ha'od lanu chelek v'nachala b'veit avinu. Are we going to gain anything by staying here any longer? Ha'lo nachriyot nachshavnu lo ki mecharanu. He treats us as strangers. Ha'yochol gamachol et kaspeinu. We're losing money. But it's not worth it to us financially to stay here any longer. And therefore, whatever Hashem said, so let's do. And if it had been worth it to them financially to stay, if they thought they would be better off, so they would tell Yaakov, go jump in the lake, we're not going back. We don't care what Hashem says. What kind of reaction is it? We're not going to gain anything by staying here. So, okay, let's do as Hashem said. So how are we to understand this? So I saw that Rav Moshe Feinstein puts out a fascinating insight. He says that there's an important educational message that the Imos wanted to tell us, and the Torah tells it over in the name of the Imos. So the bottom line, of course, is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do something, then we have to do it whether we think it's good for us, whether we think it's not good for us, whether it's financially worthwhile, whether it's not. That's true. But there's a fundamental point that we sometimes miss, and that is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do something, it's good for us. And that's exactly what Rachel and Leah want to get across. It's not that they're saying, well, if it had been financially good for us to stay, we wouldn't listen to Hashem. Of course they would listen to Hashem. But the point was, Hashem told us to do something, and look, we don't lose anything by doing it. It's good for us to do it. And one shouldn't look at a tzivri of Hashem as being nebuch, such a terrible burden, but what can we do about it? The Moshe gives some examples. Says, imagine the following setting. A father who, Friday night after Friday night, would come into the Shabbos table and tell over to his children, how difficult it is to be Shomer Shabbos and make a living. But we have to do it anyway. And that's the message that he would send over to his children every week, Friday night after Friday night. It's so, so difficult to be Shomer Shabbos and make a living, but that's what we have to do because we're Jewish. So what do the children hear? It's difficult to be Shomer Shabbos. It's very hard to be Shomer Shabbos. So maybe Papa can withstand it, but I don't know if we're going to be able to. Instead of saying over to the children, Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful we have Shabbos. Look how much Shabbos gives us. A time to rest, a time for the family, a time to recharge our batteries. Not to say that if Shabbos was a burden or seemed to us a burden, we wouldn't have to listen. But to point out what's positive about it. A parent gives a lot of stock and comes along and says, "Oi, we're struggling so much financially, but what can I do? There's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, so I'm going to have to give tzedakah to the next person who comes knocking on the door." That's the message you want to send over. That tzedakah is a burden, that tzedakah makes things harder. You send over the message of aser ta'aser, aser b'shul shetita asher, Chazal tell us. That one who gives tzedakah doesn't lose, on the contrary. B'chanunina b'zos, Chazal understand the pasuk in Navi. Test Hashem, you don't lose anything by giving tzedakah. On the contrary, you can gain by giving tzedakah. Look how wonderful, we have an opportunity to help others, and people are worse off financially. And Baruch Hashem, we can help them. Look how happy he looks, the fact that we're able to help him. Person shouldn't look at Tayag Mitzvot as being, 613 burdens, but what can we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. Person has to look at Mitzvot as 613 opportunities. And each one is to our benefit. That's the Rasha, when Leil HaSeder refers to the Kiyam HaMitzvos, Maha Avoida Hazos Lachem. Like it's hard work. What do you need it for? And our attitude should be more, Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi Omer Ratzal Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael. He wanted to purify us, to make us better. L'fichach yibalehem taru mitzvos. That's the message that Rachel and Leah want to give us. Yes, we would go back to Eretz Canaan no matter what. But they're saying we don't lose anything by it. There's nothing to gain by staying here. I'm only going to gain if we listen, so of course let us go. I remember hearing many years ago, there's a famous Yiddish expression, Shver zu sein a Yid. I don't know if you ever heard it. Which means it's difficult to be a Jew. And I had heard, without knowing this Divrei Torah, that Moshe Feinstein thought that this was a horrible expression. What do you mean, Shvetz is I need? It's good as I need. It's good to be Jewish. It's wonderful. That's the point. Not to look, chas v'shalom, at the difficulties, but rather to appreciate the tremendous opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And of course, we always want to do things l'shem shemayim. But to be able to do things l'shem shemayim, knowing that Kol Ma David Rachmana L'Tavav, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our benefit, that's even a higher level of L'Shem Shemayim.